In this parasha, one of the lesser studied chalakim of the parasha and more mysterious ones is the Dor HaFlaga, Dor HaMabul. A lot is said. Dor HaFlaga, we're talking missing a lot of pieces of information, understanding all the nekudas, but in many ways it's no less significant and maybe much more significant. The reason is because Dor HaMabul was completely nimcha and there's no zecha left of it. So in many respects it's not playing a role in our world. It was, and there's no zichin l'rishonim. Dor HaFlaga is part and parcel of our metzias. The hafatza of the Umas Olam and the balal of the asfasam is something that's a sheirish of the different umas and so on. And b'meila, in many oifanim, there's shrashim that are left for us that are still active today. Let's start with to understand the context of it. Let's start with, there's a maima here in the Zohar Kodesh. He starts with Vayhi kol aretz sofa achas udvar machodim. So Rav Shimon Pasach, Rav Shimon started, it's like a medrash, started explaining the parasha by stelling to the pasuk of Vehabayis bibonosei evan shleima masa nivna. The Beis HaMikdash, when it was built with an with evan shleima, the pieces were not cut. Umakovois vagarzen kol kli barzel nishma bayis bibonosei. And you didn't hear any metal kalim when the bayis was built. And the zayas medayik vabayis bibonosei. The bayis when it was built. Vechiloi have bnei bonile shleima vekula umnin David Hamon. I mean, didn't what do you mean it was built? It's not reflexive. It someone built it. It should be Shlomo built it. The Umnen built it. What's behi bonosoi? So he says. So the Zohar Kodesh tells it to Menorah, which was built, which Moshe Rabbeinu cast it into the fire, and it came out by itself, and so on. That's the and the Zohar goes off on this inyan of the Bein Beis Hamikdash. Rav Tzadik points out that others. That the tzustel, in other words, the context for discussing the binyan of the bayis is contrast to Dor HaFlaga. In other words, if you're to look at it in a little bit of a broader framework, the zel umazer of building the Beis HaMikdash was building the Migdal. That was it was a zelum aseh, and that's why the Zohar Kodesh is bringing down the parsha of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the vabayis bibonosoi evan shleima, to compare it, to contrast it with the binyan of the Migdal Bavel. That's the way in which Rav Tzadik points out, and it's nirim advarim, and we're going to try to understand whenever you contrast the toy with the ra, you gain a lot in the contrast by seeing the context of it. So we have two binyanim that l'chura, both of them seem to be with the same tachlis. As a matter of fact, the binyan of the base of Migdash is called a Migdal. It says Migdal David, Bonil Talpiois, Chazal Dash, and it's going on it's going on base of Migdash. Migdal Apech is going on base of Migdash. Migdal Apech Levonon. It's the word Migdal is going on the base of Migdash. So the word Migdal is used both appropriately for base of Migdash and for the Migdal Bavel. Both of them, Lechura, seem to demonstrate a striving of people to get to go in, upwards. It's an upward. It's a drive to take a person higher than he is, whether it's a migdal or whether it's basically also called migdal. The person is trying to get to Shemayim. So in both cases, Lechura, we're talking about Dvarim Tovim B'Yosa. The Sheifa of a person to become higher, Lechura is a very good Sheifa. So just like I could look at Batei Avodah Zarah and say, Lechura, I could look at it and say, ah, this represents a Sheifa, but they made a mistake. It's off on a slant. The problem is that they built it, they didn't build it straight up. But that seems to us the problem with, let's say, Batei Avodah Zarah. But Akoponim, here we have a Zelu Maser. The Tzadik explains that since this Dor HaFloga is the Dor from which Avram came out, it's Chazal point out that Avram is Achos Anoktano, that's Avram, that was Ma'achet the world after Dor HaFloga. It was the Tkuf of the Seiris Avram. Since the Seiris of Avram culminates in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's the ultimate of it. The Ovisk, Yaakov, the Har Maria, and then Yaakov on the Har, Manera Mokam Azeh, and finally building the Bayis. So at the Tkufa, that the world had his Oiris, it was the end of the Alpayim Toyu, it was the end of the 2,000 years of a non-functioning world, of a world that a non-productive world, in Ruchnius. So now there's this Oiris to start producing, it would culminate with Hamikdash. So Avram's production line would culminate with Hamikdash, and the Dor HaFloga culminated in a Churban. So we need to sort of get a sense of the contrast. First, Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. This was in Bavel, this was in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it says, the Shittas in Gemara, that the Mabul never touched Eretz Yisrael. On Bavel, it says that all the Meisei Mabul were Ninaru. It's called Shinar because all the Meisei Mabul ended up over there. It's one. Second interesting thing is, Bavel was Macher Beis HaMikdash. So the Zelu Mazeh of Yerushalayim is Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar was the first one to be Machir Beis HaMikdash. In Bavel, a strange thing is that in Eretz Yisrael, we looked for a har. It says Bahar Yeroya, and the Mokrim that one would expect to build a binyan that goes upwards will be on a mountain. You have a head start of a few thousand feet to a few hundred meters when you go up on a mountain. Why in Bavel it says they found a bika, and this is where they were building from. Why would they build it in a bika if that's what they wanted to do? Vayimtzu bika, and that's where, say, I mean, you could say pshat, they happened to be in the bika, there was no mountain convenient, but it's valedovahu that in the bika is where they built it. In Eretz Yisrael, they built it a bias of Avonim, and not only was it Avonim, but we couldn't even use anything to really shape the Avonim. We couldn't cut the Avonim, and you needed Shamir and so on. That was one extreme. Whereas in Bavel, they used Levanim, which are entirely man-made. You take the mud, you slap it together, you dry it. So minakotza lakotza. Not only that, the Zohar Kodesh points out that in this one that we read over here, that vabayis bi bonosoi was that the stones themselves flew together and built it. That's the mailo bi bonosoi. By the Dor HaFloga, it says they flew out of their hands. It fell apart. It sort of they would take a brick and it would fall out of their hands. There's a remarkable contrast between a place where the Avonim came of their own, put themselves together, and where they would contrast, and over there they would fly out of their hands. One other Nakuda that seems to be parallel in both is the Matara of the Beis Hamikdash is similar, or better said, the Matara of the Migdal is similar to the Beis Hamikdash in two inyanim. One is the reaching up to Shemayim that we started with. Also, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. In the Beis Hamikdash, it says Klal Yisrael Chaverim Shom Olu Shiftei Ka. The Chibur of Klal Yisrael was in the Beis Hamikdash. Just Pashat Kipshutai. That was the one place. Yishalayim was Achdus Chalak LeShvatim. Everybody came. All the Shvatim came together on the Shalosh Regalim. They had a din. Everyone had a din of Chaverim in terms of Tumah and so on. This was the place where everybody, where the Klal became one. This was also the tachlis of building the Migdal, and that they said, Nas alonu Shem, let's make ourselves big, chashav, whatever it is, penofutz al pnei kol aretz, that because the other alternative is we'd fly apart. Not clear why one has to do with the other. In other words, one of them is Nasir Migdal v'roisha b'shemayim v'nasal Hashem is chshivas of sorts, uplifting, and so on. And then the alternative is not that they'll be lowly, but that they'll be nofuts. So the way Chazal explained it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on, but I'm talking the Pshuta Shel Mikra, it doesn't quite match up. But both of these are the Nekudas of the Beis Hamikdash. The Nekudah of the Beis Hamikdash is that, on the one hand, you're being ma'ale Klal Yisrael. People are becoming lirois lirois. They're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also it's ma'achat Klal Yisrael. So the hakel happens there. All these inyanim happen together. So they're very parallel with very similar kavanas. And l'chor good kavanas. If you ask a person, say he's not a Yisrael, but you ask him, what are you doing? He says, I'm undertaking an enterprise to lift people up and inspire them and bring everybody together. What could you say bad about that? That's as good as it gets. I mean, those are the two inyanim, Bein Adam HaChaver, Bein Adam HaMakom, that we could think of achdus and elevation. Well, what else can you ask for? So they're very similar, they're very parallel, and yet in Dora Flogger, it says HaKadosh Baruch came down and destroyed it, and Beis Hamikdash is where HaKadosh Baruch came down and Yishoichin. So how do you understand where was the contrast? What was the Nekuda here? Let's understand a little bit. One more place where you find the Zohar Kodesh speaks later a little bit. He speaks about how they knew whatever they're trying to build. He says Ir Migdal. He says they knew the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ir dechsiv Ir David Itzion Migdal dechsiv ki Migdal David Tzavarech umuchachmas avodu. They were doing it with chachma lemehavah shulton esitrachabara, to have a shulton of Ra in the world esitrachra. The dach yadon kolos maser, they will push back on Shparuch Hu or lemehavah the yur esitrachabara, so that the esitrachra would come and dwell in it. So the Zohar is saying that's what they want to do it, but they want to have Sidrach. How? Where do you see it? What did they do wrong? So, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that kol knesiyah shel Shem Shemayim seif l'skayim, a knesiyah shelo l'shem Shemayim seif l'skayim. Knesiyah Shem Shemayim is ashe knesa gdoilo, and knesiyah that is shelo l'shem Shemayim is the Dora Flogger. I mean, when we talk about L'shem Shemayim and not L'shem Shemayim, we're not talking about something that's terrible. We're talking about something that's, okay, it's not so L'shma. this person is doing a mitzvah, not so lishma. Okay. To contrast that, to say that the ultimate, what goes wrong? I mean, can we ever say we do anything shem shemayim 100%? If everything we do has to be measured by Anshei Knesset Gedolah standards, anything, maybe if they would say it's a knesia for ra, people get together to do bad things, okay, we understand that that's a churban. But it's lacking the same shemayim. What's the problem? So let's understand the inyanim over here. Let's understand the mahalach over here, the oimik of the nafkimina, and understand where what the distinction is that means the difference between the Kodesh Kadoshim and the difference between the place that's Betzim, one of the shroshim, one of the big shroshim of Ra in the world, and in many senses, the antithesis of Kedusha. The Bavel that was Machriv. It's interesting, the Bavel gets contrasted. It says in Nebuchadnezzar that he could say Tehillim. He was going to say Shiras that would put David's Tehillim in its shadow. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop it. So Ki'ilu, there is something there. There's the ability to say magnificent Shira, and yet that would overshadow David. But why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop him? So let's understand, let's start with the point where they built it, and we'll have an understanding of it. Every endeavor of a person to reach up to Shemayim can be understood in two ways. One is that Adam is a tremendous Bal Koyach, despite the fact that he's a boss of Adam, despite the fact that he's really, really, in many ways, limited and beset with a lot of problems, Yetzirah, etc. If a person wants to, he can work hard and build himself up to be like anyone, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He can be godlike. So a person rolls up his sleeves and he builds himself up to be like a malach. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach is that I have in myself a neshama loikis. Somewhere within my person is buried something that is way and beyond. And if I, like an archaeological dig, if I take off the dust and the dirt and the grime, then I uncover the chelek elokai in myself. The nafkemina between these two mahalchim is, what's the caption on the Seif Pasik? For the first person, when the person reaches the darga of a malach, it's a covet for himself. There's a big sign, I am Malach Michael, self-made. So it's me, and it's about me. The chshivas and the grandeur of what I produced is really myself. So be'etzem, it's fed my ego. The higher I climbed, the higher I have gone. And b'meila, in what I'm doing by working upwards, is making myself much bigger. Despite the fact that it expresses itself by being lechura, on the surface, a very, very spiritual person. But the spirituality has a little tag made by me. The second person, when he finishes uncovering, it's made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My share was to get rid of the dirt and the grime, but what's there is neshama shenasata bi. So both people as the end product seem to produce a magnificently elevated edifice, but the first one, the second one, that edifice reaches to Shemayim and becomes Shemayim, and that's what it is. And the second one, it tunnels back to his Tehoim, and the more he pumps upwards, the more he's pumping downwards. The more fuel he adds to feed his ego. So you have an extraordinary contrast. Both people put in a tremendous amount of effort to move upwards, and both of them worked upwards, and one of them became, it's the greatest, when I look at it much deeper, it's the ultimate in self and ego, and the other person is when it reaches the top, it's kula hisbatlus. That's the tremendous contrast between the two. The Anshei Bavel, the ground upon which they built their self was in many ways all about their own mahus. Bavel is the place where the Meisei Bavel were ninaru. Shinar is Shinar Shinar Shem Shinar. In other words, it came out. They said, we did it wrong last time. We're going to do it right this time. In other words, the platform that was built on was the same platform, but they realized they just have to go a lot further and do a lot better than them. But the ground it was standing on, it says, is kulay the door of the mabul. When you stand in a bika and build upwards, then you're able to say it's all me. If I stand on a mountain, I'm standing on something. So b'meila, it's not about me. I built a 100-floor building, but 99 floors were built already. So you built one floor. You didn't build 100 floors. When you stand on a mountain, you are basing yourself on the natural protrusion that's in the earth. So they went to a bika. When you take stones, you're taking something outside of yourself. You're taking things that pre-exist. The Beis HaMikdash couldn't have Makovim and Barzel and Garzin. They couldn't have Kalim, normal Kalim, because the Hishtadlus Adam in the Beis HaMikdash was to build the Beis Hashem. So it required an incredible Hishtadlus, but very little of it would express itself in the actual binyan. The avonim are avonim. They were cut by Shamir, by some Maisenes. They were behibonoisai. I could not, there was no byline. Beis HaMikdash built by so-and-so. Beis HaMikdash was behibonoisai. And the behibonoisai is the equivalent of saying the Shama Shanasati Bitoiri. It was built on a stone. It was built on the place that Avraham Avinu was going to sacrifice Yitzchak, which meant that it was the place that a person had nothing. The ultimate that a person produces is a child, is a son. That's his. And the his was Nikrav HaKadosh Baruch on that place, on a place that's not his. And that's the makom, that's the base. The base for building a base Hashem is a makom where the person has nothing, and when it's finished, will have nothing. Der Aflaga went the exact opposite direction. They said, Adam is the great. Adam has koyches b'li gvul. And it's Adam. On the failure of Dura Mabul, we'll rebuild. And we'll build something that will lift us to a place that we become indestructible. A person can become indestructible not because he's a chelek alekai mimal, which is how we understand the indestructibility of a person, the ultimate immortality of a person. It's because loynivtsa mimenu. The pasuk says, "Va'ata loyibotsa mehem kol hashos malaseis." Nothing can stop them. So the koyach of nothing can stop them, which is the ultimate koyach in a person, can be attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's happened is because there's a Ruach Hashem, therefore the Ruach Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a person, that's indestructible, or a person indestructible. So one is the ultimate Navodah Zarah, and one is the ultimate Navodah. If we take a look, it's extraordinary. We witnessed a Dor. We went through a Dor HaFlaga. 100 years ago, a nation arose, a movement culminated in a nation, and this was their Shita. This is what they said. They said, humans are infinite in their capability, and if you come together and build, you will get to a point where of total Shlita and Shilton on everything, and you become indestructible. That was an Avodah Zarah that most of the world was bound to at some point. And the Nasalonu Shem means we shall become somebody. So the karka on which Doir HaFlaga was built was the karka of self. It was the lowest part of humanity. Dafka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us nothing. Not the mountain, not the stones, nothing. We are the ones that we went to the place that you got us down the most. They built it on the bodies, so to speak, of the Dor HaMabul. You knocked us down once. We learned our lesson. And the lesson is that we need to gather everybody in and expend every drop of energy to get to a place where you can no longer tackle us. Because man is infinite. So in the deher of the infinity of a person's koiches, they venasa lonu Shem, they attribute it to themselves, and we understand it as the every morning we get up and we say there's an ashamash and a satabi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving it back to us is what makes us nitzchias. That's the Zeluma Se. So Bavel Umas Eretz Yisrael, Bavel became is the makom of where Adam, that's what the Zohar Kodesh means, that they built a Migdal to feed the Sitra Achra. In other words, they wanted to reach up very high. They understood that the problem with the Dor HaMabul was Dor HaMabul were lowlifes. They were engaged in taivas, in all wrongdoings, and they figured out that that's a churban. Wrongdoing, in other words, a not virtuous life, is just not practical. It doesn't, for whatever reason, you're doomed for failure. So we will build a ruchniyistik entity, and then we will be invincible. Beis HaMikdash, like I said, was the exact opposite. If you look later at Nebuchadnezzar, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Im tagbia kaneshe kinech," when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned him into an animal because he was so haughty. So it says, even if you lift yourself, your dwelling place, as high as an eagle's nest. Again, the height of this dwelling place is the reference to his gaiva. When he had the chaloim, so he told him that the resha de dahava and resha de hava in the pestle in the statue that he dreamt of, he was the head of gold. In other words, Bavel Nebuchadnezzar had an understanding of what it means to be at the height of something. That being high is great. But in the Sitra Achra, that becomes Gaiva, which in a sense is the ultimate Avodah Zarah of Adam Atzmoy, versus Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael's Milas them imayed themselves. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them toiva, we say katoitim kol hachasadim. So the higher I go, the more I recognize that I have no part or share of it. That's the zelumus of Bavel and the Beis Hamikdash. When the building of something l'shem shemayim, let's talk a little bit, let's speak about it in terms of a person's own mahus. We pointed out the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that if a person acts if a knesiyah shelo l'shem shemayim is soifel is batel, and we asked, well, I mean, it sounds as if it's a minor. I mean, shelo l'shma is not, it's not a contrast to the ultimate in l'shma. And I mean, Dora Flog is the only problem with Shaloi Lishma. What's the, I mean, what are we talking about? In Kain Lashavkis Chai L'Holberia, if you're not 100% Lashem Shemayim, then you've left nobody with any place to do anything. There's a Lashon also, the Zayi says, even the people do Maisim Toivim, Ubonin batiknesias and batimidrashes. They built shuls and batimidrashes. Vishavim bun sefer Torah vatorah reishoy. They make sefer Torahs without Torahs. But v'loy lishmo da Hashem, not l'shem shemayim, elemevad loin shem, to aggrandize their own names. So he says on it, That's the Chasashol Nichlal in the people says Nasal on Hashem. Let's talk about, let's understand a little bit on a more personal level. Understand, I mean, so in Kain Lashos Chal Choberia, nobody's, you know, Miyomini Casey. Let's take an example. A person, every person has his strong points, has his weak points. And a person has a chisaron. Let's say this person likes kavod. So I tell him, you know what? So use it l'shem shemayim. Become a big Talmud Chacham. Let everybody say great things about you. So you'll have plenty of kavod, but you'll have Torah. Give lots of money to tzedakah and have your name all over the place. And that way you're using it for good. This person has no patience to sit and learn, run around and do things, and so on. That is a quick fix mistake on how to understand how to build a person. Because when a person does that, if that's his general approach to life, to slap a mitzvah onto every problem of his, then everything that the person builds is on quicksand. There's no firm base for what he's doing. The base itself is bad. And just like a building that collapses, the taller and more elaborate the building is, the more wreckage it does, because it's built so big and there's so much of it. So when it collapses, it falls much harder, much further, and much more damaging. When a person builds on top of a mokim that doesn't have the right support structure, then the person is going to either it's not going to build up, which is probably the best option, or it'll come crashing down, with a tremendous amount of churban in its wake, the bigger it goes. The understanding that whenever you build, you have to build on something that's solid. That is the first insight. So when a person is looking on his own person and assessing what to do and what not to do, he needs to build on the chalakim of himself that have the stronger ruchnius rather than the weaker. Because if a person, let's take this example. Let's say a person has a need for recognition. And he has money, so he runs around giving tzedakah and people should adulate him and so on. So that tzedakah, is that feeding his midas of chesed or his midas of gaiva, which is usually in contrast to chesed. It's usually a person doesn't care, becomes so self-centered. If the person has a bit enough problem, it's feeding the wrong part of him. We're not talking, again, we're all complex, and nobody is tar, and nobody is kaddish, no. But the question is, when I look, what should I do? If a person has a difficulty, struggles with being able to sit and to focus, so if he builds on his wasting time, then the person is building on the wrong part of himself. And what he's doing is, instead of making the efforts needed to learn how to focus to the best of his abilities and apply himself, the person is building on his non-application. If a person has whatever other tchunis, whatever other issues a person has, if a person has kas, and the person will say, well, I'll use it to yell at my kids and talmidim, because that's a very good chinuch for them. The person is not building. The person is building on a tahoim, and every midah like that. All of those midos, the person in to build a sound structure in ruchnius means the person needs to identify what are his strong points. If I want to help somebody, it's because I have to feel that deep inside me I have a strong streak of caring for the other person. It bothers me that the other person is suffering, that the other person is in want, that the other person is neglected. When a person feels his iris of toiv in himself, that's what he needs to build on. If we take a look at the two at the differences between the two mahalchim, let's take a look. This at the end of the 2,000 years of Toihu in the Bria, Chazal say the world is divided into three periods of 2,000 years. Alpayim Toihu, which means nothing of value was established, and so on. Alpayim Toihu and Alpayim Mashiach. So this kufa of Avraham Avinu and the Dor HaFlaga was about the year 2000, plus minus a few years. So let's take a look. So there was this iris to start building a building. Now there would be from this point onwards, there would be a davashal kiyum in the Bria. So the Dor HaFlaga took them a few months to build the thing. The Beis HaMikdash took another 1,000 years to be built, approximately. What happened? Avram was born, and there was this iris to start building a Bayis Lashem. Avram had to sacrifice a child in Har Moriah. Yitzhak had to be sacrificed. Yaakov had to be Oymed Maner HaMokrem HaZeh. Chlal Yisrael had to go through Mitzrayim. And Zichuch, Achazichuch, the Shoiftim, until they wanted a Melech, Shaul and David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and finally Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. 1,000 years. Because if you don't prepare the ground for it in a way that will hold the building, not only is the problem that you're going to end up with a faulty building and you won't have a building, you'll have a churban, you'll have a flog afterwards. The zelu maseh, wherever the ground and the basis for your she'ifas is v'nasa lo nushem. If there will be bits and pieces that, but what's the ground? Why am I doing it? What's the heart of everything? It's because I care. It's because I want. What is it? Is it because I have nothing better to do? I need to be oymed on the core platform that I'm building on. And if a person doesn't have that capability, he will build and it'll collapse and build and collapse. And it'll fall apart and people will fall apart and everything will be gone. It's not going to happen. Musa was brought out this point sharply that no one in the world is going to be perfect. But the most important thing is to be oymed on a person's panim. What are his midas? Where are they coming from? Where are the rocks and solid ground? And where's the bika? And a bika should never be treated by building on top of it. When you want to build a building on soft ground, on muddy ground, you try to drain it. And then you add layers and layers and layers of cement until you get something that's rock firm. You don't start building on it until you're not sure that the ground has become firm. A person's meters can be worked through. A person can change. And again, so many times for us, it's a shifting of balances. If I want to help the person because I really care and so on, I also like it when people say, Yashar Koach. So at least I have a sense that if I'm honest with myself and I can be oymed on it, that I'm building on something that's solid, then I know that has a key. The understanding that things that are good and things that will last needs to have a solid rock under it. It can take a millennium in terms of the world to build it. It takes a person needs to work through his krechus nefesh when he really wants to do something of significance. A person needs to understand that Nebuchadnezzar was in a high place when was told that, you know, im tadbia kanesha kinecha, we were talking about some high darga. He said Tehillim. That would have put, it would have made Tehillim, he said Shiris, that would have made Tehillim sort of become a non-use safer. That's what Chazal say. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Tehillim, the words of the Tehillim are Shiris and Sparach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you made. But the title page is the work of the great poet Nebuchadnezzar. That's the churban of it. It's a migdal. It's not standing on rock bottom to support a quest for shemayim. It's standing on shemayim to support the bottom. That's the difference. Musar and working on yourself and thinking and an introspection give a person the kelim to understand the differences between the swamps of this person. Those that need to be drained and filled and lined so that something of value can be built on it. And the chalokim that are even, the chalokim that when he builds on it, it's bibanoisoi. It feels as if the things themselves come together. He's not creating something, but he's revealing something. When a person is able to build on that, when a person takes avonim and builds on a har, one hallmark is understanding the difference, the other one is mesiras nefesh. Something that comes with real struggle, with difficulty, against my grain, that's a simon that he's building something l'shem shemayim, not l'shem atzmai. Because if the one litmus test is, when it requires sacrifice, real sacrifice, when it's Hashem Atzmecha, you bow up real quick. When it's L'Shem Shemayim, that's what you do, you persevere. Beis HaMikdash started, the Migdal Bavel started with quote-unquote vision, aspirations, and ambitions. That's Churban. Beis HaMikdash started with a hakrava of something that was most dear to him. And when he went, when he passed that, the binyan of a binyan nitzchi was being built. Charles.